الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونشكره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولا مثيل له ولا شبيه له، ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير، موجود بلا بداية ولا نهاية، موجود بلا مكان ولا حد ولا شكل. وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وعظيمنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وحبيبه، من بعثه الله رحمة للعالمين، هاديا ومبشرا ونذيرا، علم الأمة ما ينفعها وحذر مما يضرها في دينها ودنياها، فبين أن الصدق منجات والكذب مهلكه، فأمر بالصدق وعظم أهله وحذر من الكذب وذم أهله، فصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه الطيبين الطاهرين. أما بعد عباد الله، فإني أوصي نفسي وإياكم بتقوى الله العلي العظيم والعمل بشريعته والاستنان بسنة نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم، واعلموا أن الله عز وجل يقول: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. إخوة الإيمان، إن الله سبحانه وتعالى قد أمرنا بفعل الخير ونهانا عن الشر، وكذا رسوله الكريم، فقد أرسله ربنا معلما الناس الخير، داعيا لهم إلى مكارم الأخلاق ومحاسنها، كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إنما بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق. Dear brothers, I urge you and myself to fear Allah and obey Him, and to do the good and avoid the evil, and to be among the honest and trustworthy ones, the truthful ones. As you know and as you can see, falsehood is widespread, ignorance is widespread, and liars and lying people are widespread. And that is not what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to teach. Rather, he came to teach the best of the manners. وإنه من عظيم الصفات التي أمر الله تعالى بها وحث عليها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الصدق، ومن أخبث الصفات التي نهى عنها الكذب. And among those traits that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught and Allah ta'ala ordered us to have is the truth, to be truthful, not to lie, to avoid the lying. وقد قال عليه الصلاة والسلام في الحديث الذي رواه الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: عليكم بالصدق، فإن الصدق يهدي إلى البر، وإن البر يهدي إلى الجنة، وما يزال الرجل يصدق ويتحرى الصدق حتى يكتب عند الله صديقا، وإياكم والكذب، فإن الكذب يهدي إلى الفجور، وإن الفجور يهدي إلى النار، وما يزال الرجل يكذب ويتحرى الكذب حتى يكتب عند الله كذابا. فمعنى هذا الحديث إخوة الإيمان أن الصدق يهدي إلى العمل الصالح، وهذا العمل الصالح الخالص من كل مذموم، وهذا يوصل إلى الجنة. وأما الكذب فيوصل إلى الفجور، وهو الميل عن الاستقامة والانبعاث في المعاصي الموصل إلى النار. ففي هذا الحديث الحث على تحري الصدق. So in this hadith, dear brothers, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, which means, be truthful, because truthfulness, being truthful, leads to the goodness, and goodness leads to al-jannah, paradise. And the person will persist on telling the truth until he is known as Siddiq, truthful. And be warned and avoid lying. Lying leads to evil, and evilness leads to hellfire. And a person continues, persists on lying until he is known as a liar. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from that bad trait. So as you can see from this hadith, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is urging us to al-Jannah. How? One of the ways is to follow the truth, to adhere to being a truthful person. Nowadays, it's very rare to deal with people who are very truthful, especially if they are buying or selling. They will lie. And lying leads to evilness. And that evilness, doing evil or doing haram, leads to hellfire. And a man persists on this habit to always say the lies until he is written as a liar, meaning he is known, he will become known either to the angels or amongst the people that this person is a kadhab, he is a liar. That's because he persisted on this bad trait. فمعنى قول الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى يكتب عند الله صديقا وقوله حتى يكتب عند الله كذابا فمعناه أنه يحكم له بذلك ويستحق الوصف بمنزلة الصديقين وثوابهم أو صفة الكذابين وعقابهم والمراد بذلك إظهار ذلك للمخلوقين. So that will be known amongst that person that is either he is a truthful person or a liar. Because he persists on that, Allah Ta'ala will show it. It will be exposed that this person is either of this trait or of that trait. فنسأل الله تعالى أن يجعلنا وإياكم مع الصادقين. والكذب إخوة الإيمان وهو ما نريد بسط الكلام فيه هو الكلام بخلاف الواقع. الكذب هو الكلام بخلاف الواقع. What is lying? What is considered Islamically lying? It is to say something that is other than the truth. You know it is not the truth and you say that it is and you know it is not true. And this type of sin could be a big sin and it could be a small sin. It could be an enormous sin and it could be a small sin. And in some cases, the worst cases, it could be kufr. That means a Muslim might lie in some cases. Either it will be written as a big sin to him or a small sin, which is forgivable by tawbah. Or it could be written as kufr, depending on, I will give examples. But that is the worst case, because now he was a Muslim, and because of that lie that has kufr in it, he is no longer a Muslim. He is not a Muslim. That means he must say the shahadatain to go back to al-Islam. Because a Muslim, whenever he says the kufr, or commits the kufr, does the kufr, or believes in something that is kufr, he is considered a non-Muslim. And in order to fix that, saying astaghfirullah, oh Allah forgive me, will not help. Even praying while on kufr will not benefit. He must say the shahadatain to go back to al-Islam first, then he will make istighfar. As you know, if a non-Muslim, a Christian, a Jew, or Hindu, or others, wanted to become a Muslim, we don't tell him, come and pray. We first tell him, you have to leave the kufr beliefs and say the shahadatain, say, I testify that no one is God except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is his messenger, you will become a Muslim. Then we will teach you about salat, siyam, and the ibadah. He will not become a Muslim by just praying or saying, alhamdulillah, or astaghfirullah, he needs to say the shahadatain after leaving the wrong beliefs. So if he believes that God has a son, we tell him, leave that belief. God does not need a son. And say the shahadatain. If he believes that God is a big body sitting on a chair or in the throne living in the sky or inside the Kaaba or is everywhere physically, then this is also a wrong belief. We'll tell him, leave that belief. You have to believe that Allah is the creator of everything. He existed before things, before the sky, before the Kaaba, without a place. Then he created the creations, and he still exists without a place because he does not need anything. Once we teach him the correct belief, we tell him, leave the wrong belief and say the shahadatain, to believe that there is no God except Allah and Muhammad is his messenger, he will become a Muslim. Likewise, any person who commits kufr, who was a Muslim, commits kufr, he must say the shahadatain to return to al-Islam. So when is lying considered a big sin? When is it considered a small sin? And when is it considered kufr? If the lie does not pertain any harm to a Muslim, then it's considered a small sin. If someone made a lie, even if he's joking, and in that joke, he said something that is opposite of the truth. Even if he's joking, it's still haram. But if it does not harm a Muslim, it's a small sin. But don't underestimate small sins. And if it pertains, the lie pertains to a harm to a Muslim, like someone called another Muslim and he told him, your mother died, or your house is burning. This is harmful. He might have a heart attack or he might have something. Even if he said, oh, it's April's Fool after he lied, this is still harmful. So if it is harmful to a Muslim, that lie resulted in a harm to a Muslim, then this is considered a major sin, a big sin. So he must repent as well from that. And for the case when it is considered kufr, wal-iyadhu billahi ta'ala, that is when he says something about Allah or his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in which he lies about it by legitimating a known halal, haram, or forbidding a known halal. I'll give examples. But first, let's pay attention here. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam said, "Man kadhaba alayya muta'ammidan falyatabawwa maq'adahu minan nar." Whoever lies about me, the messenger said, alayhi salatu wasalam, whoever lies about me intentionally, then let him know that his place will be in hell. That means Allah will torture him in hellfire because he lied about the Prophet. And there's a lot of people that lie about the Prophet. They will say, oh, Prophet Muhammad said, and they will quote something that he never even said. Even if he read something online on the internet or someone sent him a message, you have to verify, is this authentic hadith or not? Be careful. So if the case was legitimating something that is known it's haram, by ijma', all the scholars of Islam, they know that this action is haram, and this person says it's halal, then this is kufr. Example of that is like legitimating zina, as you know, adultery, liwat, sodomy, killing, stealing, stealing by force. This is all you know. All Muslims know these actions are haram. If someone committed them, he is committing major sins. So he needs to repent if he did these actions. But when does it become kufr? If he says it's halal to have zina, wal-iyadhu billah, then this is kufr. Or if he says it's halal to kill, and that includes suicide. If someone says it's halal to commit suicide, this is also kufr. Because suicide in Islam is one of the biggest sins. So all these people who kill themselves or kill others, claiming it's halal, this is committing that suicide is among the most enormous sins according to Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So we disregard those factions who say it's halal to kill yourself or kill others in the mosque, in the marketplaces. We ask Allah to protect us from that. And some they might say about something that is halal, they say it's haram. Believe it or not, some people might say to another, it's haram to get married. Wal-iyadhu billah. And we all Muslims know that marriage is permissible as long as you do marriage. But the haram relation is not halal until you do marriage. So, forbidding something that is known to be halal in Islam by all Muslims becomes blasphemy. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Even if you are saying to make a joke and make people laugh, you still cannot lie, brothers. Some people in Arabic, we have an Arabic proverb or phrase. I'm not sure if you're going to be familiar with it, but I'll mention it. They say, بعض الناس يقولون شيئا كذبا ليضحك الناس. يريد المزح. ولكن فيه كذب على الله وفيه كفر. فيقولون إذا رأيت الأعمى فكبه على وجهه. ارميه. فكبه على وجهه إنك لست أكرم من ربه. والعياذ بالله. هذا يقال عند بعض العوام. هذا فيه يجعل هذا الكلام سخيف. هذا الكلام السخيف قرآنا. يقول قال الله تعالى إذا رأيت الأعمى إلى آخره. وهذا كلام لا قرآن ولا حديث. كلام سخيف. And this, وهذا الكلام كفر. Some people they say in some slang areas, they say if you see, they say قال الله تعالى, Allah said, if you see the blind man, push him, throw him, let him fall on his face. You are not better than his Lord. Allah made him blind. So even if you pushed him, you are not better than his God. It's some nonsense. But they say that Allah said that. You can't say Allah said and make up something about that. So be careful of that. This is just an example. There might be other examples related in your languages. And the Prophet ﷺ warned from people who joke, they lie while joking. Be careful. Joking does not make lying halal. Even while joking, lying is still haram. You can joke, but you cannot lie. The Prophet ﷺ said, وَيْلٌ لِلَّذِي يُحَدِّثُ الْقَوْمَ ثُمَّ يَكْذِبْ لِيُضْحِكَهُمْ وَيْلٌ لَهُ وَيْلٌ لَهُ. So the Prophet ﷺ here, he is threatening the one with torture. He's threatening with torture the one who chats with people, talks with people, just to make them laugh, but lies while he's doing that. So that is haram. The Prophet ﷺ warned from that. So this includes, dear brothers, as you can tell, that what they claim, what they call April's Fool, is still haram to lie, or they call it, some people call it a white lie. There is no white lie or black lie. When you lie, when you say something that is opposite from the truth, it's still haram. Don't say it. Even if you said, oh, it's April's Fool, it's still haram, brothers. Warn people from that. Because sometimes you might harm that Muslim by telling him, oh, did you know that this and that happened to you or to your son or to your wife or your daughter? And then that person will get shocked, scared, and then he will tell him, oh, it's April's Fool, I fooled you. It's still haram because you are lying. And lying leads to evil, and evil leads to hell. We ask Allah Ta'ala to protect us. The other thing is, when you scare a Muslim, it's haram. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, he warned in another hadith, he said, لَا يَحِلُّ لِمُسْلِمٍ أَنْ يُرَوِّعَ مُسْلِمًا. It is not permissible for a Muslim to horrify or terrify or scare another Muslim. So scaring another Muslim is also haram. And all of this, you can only know it by acquiring the knowledge. When we were young, we were always told that there's a white lie, that there's April's Fool, and there's other things. But when you learn Sharia, you will find out what you are allowed to do, what you are not allowed to do. What you are allowed to say, what you are not allowed to say. Allah Ta'ala will judge us for that. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in the hadith, إِنِّي لَأَمْزَحُ وَلَا أَقُولُ إِلَّا حَقًّا. So I think now we mentioned five hadiths about this topic. So warning about lying while joking is still haram. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam himself said, I may joke. Yani he might say something to make some people laugh, pleased. But he said, but I will not say except the truth. He will not lie, because lying is haram, even while joking. So that's what our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching us. He used to make people happy, alayhi salatu wasalam. It's a good thing to make people happy. If your smile to your fellow Muslim is a sadaqah, is a charity, is a good deed, just by smiling, you didn't do anything. All you did is move two muscles just to make that Muslim feel happy. You get reward for that. How about if you make him pleased in other ways that are permissible? That is also rewardable, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam urged us to do that. But unfortunately, many people nowadays don't focus on these habits. They will make up new habits. Some people in our countries, they even say, عيب على اللي بيصدق والعياذ بالله. And so this statement has a dispraise to telling the truth. So let's say, for example, he always tells the truth, nobody believes him. So that's what they do. Some people, they will say, well, it is a shame for me if I ever tell the truth. Here, he is dispraising something that is praised. You cannot say that. Allah praised telling the truth. So how can you say, it's a shame if I say the truth? In Arabic, they say that in a slang. Or others, they will say, Al-kadhibu milhu rijal. This is also a praise to something dispraised. Dear brothers, you cannot do that. Yani, they are saying lying is the sign of manhood. If you are a strong man, you are a good liar. Yeah, in other words, they are praising lying. Did the Prophet praise lying in our hadiths today? No. Did Allah praise lying? No, he said lying is not good. Inna Allah ma'al ma'as sadiqeen. Allah supports those who are truthful and say the truth. So it is sad to see in our society or communities some people who say such statements which are against the religion. I ask Allah Ta'ala to enable us and you to remain steadfast on truthfulness and to stay with the truthful ones. اللهم احفظنا من الكذب وسائر المحرمات يا أرحم الراحمين أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فيا فوز المستغفرين استغفر الله. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونشكره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد الصادق الوعد الأمين وعلى إخوانه النبيين ورضي الله عن أمهات المؤمنين وآل البيت الطاهرين وعن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الأئمة المهتدين أبي حنيفة ومالك والشافعي وأحمد وعن الأولياء والصالحين. أما بعد عباد الله، فإني أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله وبالتمسك بنهج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه الكرام والأولياء والصالحين والتزود من علم الدين. Dear brothers, I urge you and myself again to fear Allah Ta'ala and to obey Him and to adhere to the way of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, His teachings and the teachings of those who followed Him amongst the Sahaba and His family and the teachings of the great pious awliya. Follow the footsteps of the awliya and those who adhere to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such as the imams of the four schools. They are on the righteous path, and that is what the majority of the ummah adheres to. Following the jama'ah, the majority of the ummah, you will not be strayed. And I also urge you and remind myself and you to ensure that you are always attending the circles of knowledge and making sure that your family members, your wife, your children, your neighbor is also acquiring the Islamic knowledge. That is your protection nowadays. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَكُمْ بِأَمْرٍ عَظِيمٍ أَمَرَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالسَّلَامِ عَلَى نَبِيِّهِ الْكَرِيمِ فَقَالَ وَهُوَ أَصْدَقُ الْقَائِلِينَ إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم، وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. يقول الله تعالى: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم، يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. On judgment day, people will look like they are drunk, some people, but they are not drunk, but they are terrified from the horrors of the day of judgment. We ask Allah Ta'ala to protect us. Allahumma inna da'unaka fastajib lana du'a'ana faghfir illahumma lana dhunubana wa israfana fi amrina. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين. اللهم اجعلنا من الصادقين الصديقين المحبوبين عندك يا رب العالمين، واحفظنا من الكذب وأهله يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم فرج كرباتنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم واقض حاجاتنا واشف مرضانا يا أرحم الراحمين، واغفر لنا ولمشايخنا ولمن له حق علينا يا أكرم الأكرمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يثبكم، واشكروه يزدكم، واستغفروه يغفر لكم، واتقوه يجعل لكم من أمركم مخرجا، وأقم الصلاة.